It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. Go by and see them today. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day, and they have everything you need to get your pantry fully stocked for the holidays. And be sure to sign up to be a VIP customer, because you'll have access to sales that other people won't have access to. You can even get $5 off, $10 off your order, and it comes directly to your phone. So make sure you do that as well. So between now and Thanksgiving, I've been sharing great recipes for your Thanksgiving table. I had a listener reach out yesterday saying, will you share your dressing recipe? So what I'm going to do is, because I don't have a recipe that I use.
Right.
I just make it like mom made it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to measure it, because we're doing our big Thanksgiving dinner Sunday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to measure it so I can share it.
Okay.
Because right now it's just a dab of this and a dab of that, and well, that doesn't work for everyone. So today I'm sharing a recipe for a broccoli cheese casserole that my kids love to have on the holiday table, and it will be on our table this year. I like to use fresh broccoli with this particular recipe, but you can use frozen if you like. You're going to need to do the following. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You can also do this in a small crock pot if you prefer. I've got a trio of crock pots, so I do the corn casserole that I gave earlier in the week, and I did. This is something else that I'll do, and I'll put it in that. But if you're cooking it in the oven, preheat 350 degrees. You're going to steam your broccoli. I like to just steam it in the microwave. You clean it, rinse it. Don't dry it. Leave the water on it. Put it in a bowl. Put your saran wrap on it, and you're going to want to cook it in your microwave for about 2 minutes. That'll be perfect, and it'll be ready to go. So you're going to take your broccoli. You're going to add in some cream of chicken soup. You can also use cream of mushroom if you like. You're going to put in a little bit of Duke's. If you don't want to use mayonnaise, you can use Greek yogurt to lighten it up a little bit. And then a couple tablespoons of butter, some eggs, some fresh chopped onion, salt, and pepper. You're going to mix that well. Then you're going to add 3/4 of a cup of cheese to the mixture, and you're going to pour that entire contents into an 8x8 square dish, and then you're going to top it with the magic. It's 3/4 of a cup of cheese and crumbled up Ritz crackers. Bake it for 30 minutes. The cheese will get all bubbly and yummy, and the top will be golden brown.
Nice.
And it's a nice addition to your Thanksgiving table.
I like that.
You want to see it? Go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on Thanksgiving staples like Sugar Tree Spiral Sliced Hams, $2.19 a pound. North Carolina Sweet Potatoes are 69 cents a pound. Duncan Hines Cake Mix is 99 cents, with a frosting 2 for $3. And Grade A Large Eggs are $1.49. F&L Market is closed on Thanksgiving Day, and they wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving. Become a VIP Savings Text Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.